Hello, this is Jeffrey Burns, Editor-in-Chief of Medscape Nephrology. The DOPS practice monitor results just recently came out. These are current up to August 2012. There's certainly some interesting numbers here. I'm going to focus on the numbers related to anemia management. The percent of hemodialysis patients who are receiving an ESA has remained stable at about 85%. But a lot of other things have changed. The percent of patients with hemoglobins below 9 gram per deciliter has gone up to 4.2%. The percent of patients with hemoglobins below 10 grams per deciliter has gone from 9% to 19%. And there's been about a 50% reduction in the percent of patients with hemoglobins over 12. It's gone from 26 to 13%. There's very few patients any longer getting EPO doses over 50,000 units. Per week. A third of patients, in fact, are getting less than 5,000 units per week, and 60% are getting less than 10,000 units per week. The administered EPO dose is down by 39% to an average of about 12,000 units per week. So much has changed in this regard. Not surprisingly, iron utilization has gone up substantially. And among patients who are being treated with intravenous iron, the average dose is now in excess of 300 milligrams per month, or over 3.5 grams per year, which is really, to me, an astounding number. The mean ferritin concentration has gone up from 561 to 739 nanograms per ml, with 43% of patients having serum ferritin levels of 800 nanograms per ml or greater. So clearly a huge shift from ESA use to iron use, high levels of ferritin, falling hemoglobin levels. Now, whether this is good or bad for patients is not known at this point. I don't think it's probably good for any patients, other than perhaps the rare patient who might be adversely affected by a very, very high EPO doses or hemoglobin levels above 12. It's probably neutral for a lot of patients, and I suspect it's detrimental for many who might benefit from higher hemoglobin levels and have more severe anemia than is really appropriate for them. And we'll have to see in the future as to whether all this IV iron has detrimental effects or not. We just don't know at this point. DOPS does report that hospitalizations, mortality, and ED visits haven't changed, but it's going to be months or years before we see an impact of these changes in anemia parameters on other patient outcomes. One interesting statistic also that was included in this report, that nearly 100% of dialysis patients in medium and large dialysis organizations are receiving epoetin alpha, whereas about a third of patients in the smaller dialysis organizations, which are those that have fewer than 10 affiliated units, are receiving darbepoetin, about two-thirds receiving epoetin. So huge shifts in EPO utilization, iron utilization, and anemia-related laboratory parameters. I've commented here before about the huge financial consequences of this and how that's reverberating through CMS and other organizations. So something we'll have to keep our eye on, a big shift in laboratory parameters, too soon to tell how this is affecting our patients. I'll keep you posted. This is Jeffrey Burns, Editor-in-Chief of Medscape Nephrology.